Tuesday, February 13th. President had a fairly involved schedule today with some farewell calls and so on, so didn't have me over until about 4:15. At that time, got into a number of personnel items. He says now he's inclined to go along with Gray at the FBI and to get Sullivan in under him. Thinks that Pat's a known quantity, he'll do what he's told, and that it would look bad to move him out at this point. He talked about Colson's reaction to Larson, who's Ehrlichman's candidate to IRS. Colson thinks he'd be a disaster. He thinks he'd like to bring Colonel Reisner in as the military assistant to the president. He's the POW that called the president yesterday. In the midst of the discussion, he called John Ford, the movie director, to tell him he wants to give him a Medal of Freedom to set up something on that. He was very disturbed by the comments Senator Curtis made about the admin in the White House being the reason that the Republicans lost the election because they didn't understand the middle American situation. Talked about the bicentennial. He's concerned on that, needs a status report, wants to be sure we've got a good person in charge. Raises the question of Frank Borman again. We talked about amnesty some. He still feels strongly on that, but thinks we should get some readings before we get way out on it. Asked for some brief items on the Watergate. In our Brennan meeting this morning with Colson, Schultz, and Ehrlichman, it was rather interesting because John takes a very sour view towards the whole thing and practically refused to participate. Feeling was that the basic problem is first Brennan's relation to the White House and second the substance of handling activities at the Labor Department, and that we're operating on an erroneous premise that first Brennan is different than other cabinet people and second that Brennan is able to handle this difference. The problem is that Brennan feels he reports through Colson. We need to clear up the basic relationship rather than just fill the slots. Schultz felt that if we make Brennan's appointments, we'd have to scratch off the Labor Department and find other ways to get the work done. He also feels Brennan's very frustrated, a caged lion, on the basis of his talk with him last week, and he suggests first that we persuade him that his success depends on good people who are different from him that he can draw on. Second, he should get his clunkers out of the picture and get some good names in. Then Schultz should have a private talk with Meany about the problem, and if he agrees, get Meany to talk to Brennan. Colson thinks that won't work, that Brennan will see through it. He's very suspicious. Colson says to give him some of the people he's comfortable with. Malik created the problem at the beginning by forcing Kapanen on him, and we're still reaping the consequences of that. Brennan now feels it's an adversary relationship. He feels very lonely, surrounded, and boxed in. No entree at the White House. Basically very suspicious. Seems to me the basic problem is that Schultz and Ehrlichman feel that Brennan has a special relationship and this poses a serious potential threat. Ehrlichman feels that Brennan has been encouraged to believe that Colson is his White House terminal. And Ehrlichman says he was specifically told by the president that Brennan had no line through the domestic consul and that Colson was his contact at the White House. And John obviously feels that that basically is the cause and source of all of the problems rather than the personnel thing. The upshot was that we didn't get very far, but Schultz agreed to talk further with Brennan and try to establish a rapport that would give him a basis for working all this out. End of February 13th.